This poster has been submitted to the Innovative Practice in Higher Education Journal, and this short audio file will introduce you to the key concepts within the poster. My name is David James, and I teach on a number of modules under the Faculty of Arts and Creative Technologies. The poster's topic is information literacy, and it seeks to explore why students demonstrate a lack of understanding when using sources, especially those available online. The first part of the poster introduces the sheer vastness of information available in the modern age, identifying 400 million Google searches per day and 72 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute. This information has been made available from Google itself. This sheer glut of information creates unique challenges for us as educators. The next section talks about advertising. The fact that Google is indeed a company designed to turn profits is often taken for granted by users. And of particular interest is that 85% of Google's income comes from advertising on its own sites. This leads us to question the validity and relevance of the information provided. And this is indeed a potential issue not just with Google but any similar search engine or social network. These places archive information, such as Yahoo, Microsoft, Bing and Facebook. The third section of the poster introduces the problem. In my experience, students use these brands for information and assume the information is presented in a way that directly relates to its relevance and validity. The information is simply retrieved and acted upon with little inquiry. In more extreme examples, I regularly get work submitted that has references pointing to www.google.com or even just wikipedia.com. This is the sort of thing that is encountered semester after semester. Next, I looked at the causes of this problem. I began by looking at earlier points in students' educational career, such as what they may have studied at high school. I did this as I believed that the cause of this apparent lack of information literacy was simply due to them never having been taught it earlier in life. I first looked at the ICT Key Stage 4, and it was quite interesting as immediately it stated that students should be able to appropriate information from a wide range of sources, showing discrimination in their choices and judging value, accuracy and the plausibility of the sources. This was almost the definition itself of information literacy. However, ICT is not a core subject at GCSE level. So many of the students coming through to university may not have studied it, even though I do teach on a lot of computing and IT modules. A GCSE in ICT isn't always a prerequisite, especially in some of the more art-driven modules. So I then decided to look at some of the core subjects such as English. The English Key Stage 4 does say that students should be able to read and understand and gain an overview of text from a wide range of sources, but it doesn't really talk about the ability to identify these sources when they're made available online or use modern technology. It doesn't mention this in any meaningful way. The only real mention of the internet is that it can be used in a social aspect to communicate with fellow authors. Section 6 talks about the concept of multimodality of language, and this is where I argue how literacy and being literate no longer simply means being able to read or understand text, but to understand and critique information regardless of how it is presented. This section relies heavily on the work created by G. and Hayes, Lanham and Hagen Payton. The following section is my proposed actions. I argue that the use of online sources of data, it needs to be embraced, but taught in such a way that the pitfalls and problems of these collaboratively edited dumps of data, such as Wikipedia, are made apparent. Students shouldn't be banned outright from using these sources, but they do need to be made aware that they are constructed and maintained by a collection of people. Students need to be able to identify when these sources are relevant, so by using the links provided at the bottom of the Wikipedia articles, for example, which point to further work or the sources from which the Wikipedia article itself was constructed. Students at university should not be assumed presently to be information literate, and there should be modules or parts of modules set aside to educate them on the pitfalls of this technology that they've grown up alongside, and due to this they might very well take it for granted. Ideally, however, I do believe that information literacy should be taught as early as possible, especially during key stage 4 English lessons, as discussed earlier in the topic. Being information literate, and literacy in itself isn't just reading and writing, it is understanding information however presented. If students indeed are taking this for granted, being information literate, then it is our responsibility as educators not simply to mark someone down for using bad referencing, but to instill in them the need to understand why they need to be information literate. The final section proposes further work in this area. The poster was created using prior research and applying this prior research and mixing it with my own personal experiences as a lecturer. The next logical step from this would be to perform some primary research to further explore the topic. This could include a workshop where students are placed into two groups. One group would be allowed to only use the internet and one would only be allowed to use the library. They would then be given the same problem to solve or the same question, and they would go away and research it using the tools available to them. After that, we could look at actually what information they found and the quality of the information, both from the library and both from the internet, because simply a book coming from the library doesn't always mean that it's going to be more valid than somewhere found online. The quality of these sources could be noted, and then it could be fed back to the students. Thank you for listening to this audio accompaniment, and feel free to send any questions to my university email address, which is d.james@staffs.ac.uk. Thank you very much.